checking the numbers as they settled up in Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon. Futures finished with the nearby contract and the July soft red winter wheat up 10¼ cents at $6.08 and a half. September at $6.22 and a quarter in Chicago, up 9 and a half, and the hard red in Kansas City for the day finished 13 cents higher at $6.27 and a half. From the corn pit back in Chicago, July futures $5.97 and a quarter, up 14 and a quarter. July contracts are the lead option now that the May has expired. Corn September at 5.23, up 8 and a half, and December for the day at 5.14 and a half, up 9. March corn at 5.26 and a half, up 9 and a half, and the May at $5.34 and three quarters, up 9 cents. July of next year, $5.42 and a quarter, up 8 and three quarters. December of next year at 5.26 and a half, in the corn pit, up 3 and a half cents. July soybeans today, a gain of 26 cents, up $14.13. August at $13.93 and three quarters, up 21. September at $13.40, up 13 and a quarter. And November beans at $13 and a nickel, up 10 and a quarter. For your harvest month, January futures $13.02 and a half, up 8 and a half, and the March contract in the bean pit at $12.74, a nickel higher on the afternoon. Bean meal finished July at $4.17.20, up $13.70, and bean oil up 17 cents at $51.47. Live cattle futures finished the August at $118.72 and a half, up 27 and a half. The October at $123.65, up 50 cents, and the August at feeder cattle $157.67 and a half, up 47 and a half cents. September there at $159.15, up 65. July lean hogs $87.40, up $1.87 and a half, and August at $87.70, up $1.95 for the afternoon. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil trading at $93.59 a barrel, $1.19 lower. Ethanol at $2.12 and 7 tenths of a cent, that's 2 and 4 tenths of a cent higher. Natural gas up 6 and 8 tenths of a cent to $2.49 and 9 tenths of a cent. And the heating oil on the day, that's just about unchanged at $2.92 and 8 tenths of a cent. That's, of course, diesel fuel. And gold futures at $1,556.80 an ounce, down $3.80. The U.S. dollar, a big gain today, up 0.61 at 81.22. And the CRB index at 289.14, up 0.69 on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Sunny skies, a high of 83 degrees, on a west wind at 13 miles an hour. That should gust all the way to 16. And then tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., partly cloudy. A low of 56 on a west-northwest wind at 9 to 11, gusting as high as 15. Chance of precipitation this evening set at 20%. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. On a northeast wind at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 17. Wednesday, mostly clear and 48. Thursday, that's Wednesday night, that is. Thursday, during the day, sunny, a high of 78 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy and a low of 57. Friday, sunny and 83. Friday night, partly cloudy and 64. Saturday, mostly sunny and 85 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 67. Sunday, partly sunny and 85 degrees. Sunday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low of 63. And on Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms continues. It'll be partly sunny, though, with a high near 75 degrees. A more complete look at the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the hour comes to us from Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
On the phone line now to take up the agricultural futures markets for Tuesday afternoon is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Todd.
It was quite the turnaround Tuesday, and it appears to me in the marketplace there's lots to talk about for the prices to move a bit higher. What'd you see?
Well, I think we did see a nice turnaround. It seems like, number one, we maybe got to an oversold condition in these grains. We come down awfully hard in the last week, 10 days in these grains. Then number two, we had a little bit of positive news out of Germany, their GDP growing a little bit, the consumer confidence being a little better in the U.S. And, of course, as we look, we start to talk a little bit about weather and dryness, and NOAA helped us a lot along the way with that. Today we're seeing 44 out of the lower 48 have some areas of the states here that have drought conditions, So that, along with the Chinese and Russian areas, with experiencing some extreme droughts over there in some of their crops, give us a little update.
Speaking of the Chinese, it appears that they might have been dabbling in the marketplace, snipping around for maybe some July and August delivery for soybeans.
You know, there's I didn't see confirmations, but there was definitely talk about it on all the news wires. So if they did, they snuck it by without
me
seeing
it. Oh, no, I just saw the rumors is all.
Just the rumors, okay. yes, and they've been in there, you know, and that's just a little bit surprising because one of the little headlines they like to stick out there this morning was that their crush margins went slightly negative. But they were here looking pretty hard at this strong dip in the market, I think.
And then wheat leading things a bit higher on ideas that Ukraine and Russia might have some problems with dryness.
Yeah, Ukraine and Russia, dryness, and not as good a wheat crop. And then also, we did see the wheat ratings drop in yesterday's report also. And, you know, it's a little bit funny, and not funny as in humorous, but funny as they said that the, you know, the one state dropped, but the other two neighboring states that were having the same dry problems, they left the ratings the same. So I thought maybe the ratings would drop again next week.
What'd you think of the rally in the dollar today?
Yeah, the rally in the dollar was especially impressive when you look at it came even with the greens rallying. And that's one of the things that might put a little cap on our rebounding here is that dollar continues to stay strong. But that was basically the consumer confidence vote and things a little better that way. And also, of course, Greece couldn't come to a agreement on their coalition government, and they're going to have some more elections to see here next month. So still way up in the air, but a lot of worry about Greece.
Too early to worry about the dollar and inflation on that one, just kind of a reaction to Greece? Or
I think we're okay for that right now. I mean, we've been up in the 80 bracket. Now, this is as high as we've been for a long time, but I don't think inflation's running quite rampant yet.
What else do you see in the marketplace we ought to discuss for the afternoon?
Well, I think that, you know, we, as listen to Commodity Week, we are hearing a lot that the weather for pollination time period is going to be big. And there's a lot of news wires putting out that the last 2 weeks of June and the first 2 weeks of July, and whether we have QE3 again is really whether this market's going to take off and make some lot better markets for later in the summer.
All right. Anything else to add before I let you go?
That's about it for today, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana. Joined us here on the closing market report on this Tuesday afternoon.